Hello and welcome to Green Circle, a podcast series brought to you by the Electricity Hub. I am your host, Uche. Every week, we bring you analysis of topical issues around renewable energy. If you're caught up on the latest renewable energy news in Nigeria, you'd know that recently Huawei launched its next-generation mini-grid iPower Cube clean energy solution. Here to discuss the iPower Cube S is Samuel Oji, the head digital energy at Huawei Technologies. Welcome to the show, Samuel.
Thank you.
What exactly is the iPower Cube S and what exactly does it do?
Okay, just as a background information, recently we just had this product launch of what we call the iPower Cube next generation Huawei mini grid solution, iPower Cube S. This product launch took place on the 21st of April in Abuja. Of course, in attendance were the key stakeholders. As you know, that Huawei is an ICT company, and so over the years, we're also using our experience within the ICT industry to produce highly effective and efficient products and solutions. And so the target right now is more on the power side for us to help to bridge the digital power divide. And so the next generation mini-grid iPower Cube S is actually a hybrid power solution, which uses the PV power generation and with the lithium ion battery storage technology. You know, right now there is a shift from the lead acid to the lithium ion battery technology. And so the iPower Cube is to support access, scaling of the grid, diesel generators, and also, of course, stored power supplies. What do we mean? Over time, we've had inverters who had the possibility just to take in maybe only the grid and the PV. But this time around, you have one single system that is taking both the three main sources of electricity supply. We're talking about the grid, the PV, and also the diesel generator. So you have one cabinet housing all these modules together. In a short description, this is what the iPower Cube system represents. So it's a hybrid power solution system.
That's pretty cool. Essentially, it integrates the grid, off-grid solar or off-grid sources, as well as diesel generation sources as well.
Yeah.
At the launch last week, you signed a deal with Havenhill Synergy, an off-grid services provider, for the adoption of iPower Cube S. What are the details of this deal? Does it mean a Havenhill project would integrate the iPower Cube S in deployment of off-grid solutions?
Okay, maybe before we get to that, I think it's also important, the audience, I know a lot of people, some are aware of the Nigeria Electrification Program, which is being handled by the Rural Electrification Agency, which has to do with off-grid electricity assets. And so part of this program, Havenhill is one of the emerging top developers, you know, in the country. And so Havenhill is participating in what we call the performance-based grant project, which is being done by Rural Electrification Agency. And for the first phase of their project, they have about 22 sites. And so Huawei is the technology solutions provider for this Havenhill project. And so we're supporting Havenhill to deliver. We're delivering actually this new solution to them now, the iPower Cube S, for their project. The basic thing here is to really support Havenhill to achieve the set target of electrification of over 22 communities with a service of over 70,000 customers. With our iPower Cube S solution, that is the inverter and the lithium ion battery. So we've supported Havenhill over the years, and finally we've been able to come to this point where we have this strategic agreement to support them for the product delivery, product and solution delivery, and also operation and maintenance. And also part of the agreement is also to support them in terms of capacity development. You know, for Huawei, we try as much as possible to transfer capacity as much as possible to our partners or the developers, as the case might be. We've done a couple of support for some other developers, but I think the Havenhill project is the biggest single order we're getting within the renewable energy space in Nigeria presently.
Speaking of transferring capacity, is Huawei thinking of expanding to other sectors in the off-grid space beyond being technological partners or providing power integration systems? Is Huawei considering entering the grid space, becoming a developer in the off-grid space?
I don't think at this stage it's not part of our strategy to be a developer Strategy and our key competency remains original equipment manufacturer, technology solutions provider. And so the idea right now is actually support the local companies, grow this capacity, support the local partners, acquire as much as possible this knowledge that is required. And so Huawei will not be going into that direction of being a developer, as the case might be. Maybe in the future, we don't know, but as it stands today, as based on the curve of the development of the renewable energy sector, we want to really sit back and support both REA, who is the end customer, and multiple of these developers, emerging developers that are entering into the sector.
My final question is along that line, but it's mainly with regards to large-scale solar utilities. Huawei's current product offering is geared towards integration of off-grid solar power. What about on-grid large-scale utility power plants? Is that something Huawei can help Nigeria integrate to our grid, even if it's not now, in the future?
I think it's important also we pass this information using this medium that whoever is actually involved, our strategy is to cover the entire value chain of the renewable energy sector, from the utility scale PV to the commercial and industrial to the residential and also to the carrier. You know, over the years, whoever has been very strong within the carrier business. And so for whoever we call the eyesight power, which is for supporting the telecom sector, we have a utility scale product, which over many years now has been top market leader. Talk of our string inverters. And so from 0 to 1 gigawatt of power generation, we are fully involved. And that is for on-grid system, on-grid solution. And so we are in touch with quite a lot of IPP developers in order to deliver this solution. This is what we are doing on the on-grid space. Again, within the commercial and industrial sector, you still have the on-grid system where we have the PV gen solution, which is actually gaining a lot of acceptability right now by more especially the manufacturing industries, where you have a combination of the PV array and the diesel generation to reduce the impact on your diesel generation. That's the PV gen solution. The iPower Cube also still falls under the commercial industrial, where we have the between 3 kVA to about 1 megawatt of power. And for the residential, you have the iPower Cube M, right, from 6 to 18 kVA for residential purposes. So we are fully involved across the value chain. And so we are open to collaboration, especially with the large-scale PV or the independent power producers who have been given license and all that. We are here to support you with our smart string inverters, which as it stands today is number one in the market. So across the entire value chain, we are very much active. I think I forgot to mention that about the advantages of the iPark. Number one is that it's one cabinet to house all your control cabinets. There's fast deployment and it's modular in design, flexible for expansion and all of that. And we've also added to that outdoor installation. So you find out that there's a lot of cost going into construction of, let's say, powerhouses and all that. You can actually install this equipment out there without having to build an equipment room and all that. So that saves you your capex and reduces the construction time. Good thing, again, is our intelligent and smart monitoring system. Across the entire solutions that we're providing, from the utility, commercial, residential, and the carrier, we have what we call our Net ecosystem. It's a cloud-based management with AI and IoT integration possibilities to control the entire products and solutions that we are providing. So you can actually control your entire systems from one point. So this is what we are bringing to the market. So we're looking forward, you know, to supporting the Nigerian government, the electrification agency, and other agencies that are also involved in the area of electricity access to provide them with tailor-made, highly efficient solutions and products.
Thank you, Sam. That's very succinct in terms of what Huawei is doing in the renewable energy space. It's pretty cool, if you ask me. And I would say we need many more technologies like this to actually help us scale and accelerate deployment of renewable energy technologies. Thank you very much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
Check out our website at theelectricityhub.com or our social media channels, The Electricity Hub. You can also listen to previous episodes of our podcast at podcast.theelectricityhub.com. Have a good one.